We've invited the Holloways here on December 7th to share with us about a mission trip that they're recruiting for in this February. And Jim and Gina were the people who ran this before Julie and I got the chance to do that. So we're very honored to have Regina and the children back. They've grown a little bit since y'all left. But we're thankful to have you here. And we'd like each one of you to listen and show as, and for those of you on the World Wide Web, when you discover that there's nobody talking for a little while, it's because we're watching the slideshow. But hang on, they'll come back after the slideshow. So lean back and wait for your computer to catch up with that. But for those of you here, I want you to think about, you want to go play with them in February, doing some interesting things in another country, or do you want to invest in what they're doing? The best way to get money to a missionary is to have someone take it to them in cash. You don't have to pay all the surcharges and the taxes, and there's always a handling fee whenever you get money to somebody on the missionary field. Everybody skims a little bit off for a handling fee, and that's how they afford to stay there. But when people like Jim and Gina take cash to the people they're doing the work, it's the best investment of your money. So consider both, going to help and going to support them. So who's up first? Regina?
Thanks for having us. It's so nice to be back and to see everybody. In a little bit, you'll get to meet my kids. I'm forcing them to come up and share their experiences in Honduras, and they're just thrilled to be able to do that. So for those of you that don't know, my mom is here. She's Marilyn Strelo. I'm sure you've heard many stories about us. And my Aunt Julie and Uncle Bill have always been very important in my life, so I'm very happy to be back. And many of you we know, and some of you are new faces, so thank you for inviting us here. Our family's been to Honduras many times, and myself and the children have been there 4 times. We were just there in April, and each time we go, it is a blessing to our lives. Honduras is located in Central America, and it is a country of extremes, complete extremes. There is extreme wealth and extreme poverty. You will have a $1 million home and a big fence around it next to a garbage dump. And people live in the garbage dump. It's very hard for me as a mom to see how these children live. But every time I talk about it, I get so upset because these people just live in utter filth. But the really awesome thing there is the UB Church, and the missionaries that we are hooked up with are just amazing, amazing people. Their names are Francisco and Myra, and they are just incredible. They do so much with so little. They not only run a school of over 2,000 students, which they run day and night, so that children that have to work during the day can go to school at night. They also provide work training for adults so that they can get some sort of a decent job. This past year, they have almost started up 100 churches just this year. It is amazing. They also provide feeding programs for villagers, mostly children. Most children in Honduras eat one meal a day, and it's rice. It's just rice. That's it. Nothing else. So it's wonderful. They can run a whole feeding program in Honduras for $200 for the whole year. And they feed the children at least 3 times a week, if not more, depending on the money that they get. The missionaries are just amazing people, and Myra is the principal of the school. Francisco runs all the UB-type things that he has to do there, and he's also the head of their band. And their school won, their band is number one in Central America. So it's just amazing. While we were there, we hooked up with a group from Michigan, and we were able to do some work. Not very much, because Honduran time is a little bit different than American time, But we were able to leave a significant amount of money there, and they are always very appreciative of that. We were able to do some work on the school, very much needed painting, and we were able to go to several churches and several of the feeding programs that I've mentioned, several of the villages. We always bring a lot of clothes, and we actually this year purchased a lot of food to hand out, and you'll see some of this in the upcoming slideshow. We also passed out lots of toothbrushes, soap, toothpaste, that kind of thing. It's just amazing that the things that we don't even think about buying these things. Don't even think of it. But we had people hugging and kissing us for giving them toothpaste and toothbrushes. It's amazing. And you will see pictures in the slideshow of children and adults, and the people are just wonderful. They have a love for the Lord that is just amazing. You know, we look at how they live and say, I don't know how they can live in such a manner. But they truly love the Lord, and their church services are just fantastic. Their music is wonderful. They praise the Lord for every little thing they get. So I hope you're blessed by watching the slideshow. And my technical man, Bowen, will do this. I'm very proud of him. He actually made the whole slideshow, put the music to it. He's very computer literate, I guess. I hope you enjoyed the slideshow. You can get a taste of what Honduras is like. We have a heart for Honduras, and that's why we've committed as a family to try to return every year, because you can really make a difference. And it's wonderful for our family, especially our children, to see how much an American dollar can go in a country like Honduras. We are planning another trip. We are leaving February 28th, I think, and returning March 7th. So it's, 7 days. And if anyone would like to go with us, we would love that. If you'd just like to pray for us, we would really think that was great, too. If you'd ever want to donate, you can be rest assured that we just hand any money anyone gives us right to the missionaries, and they just do fabulous things with it. This time, we are actually returning to Honduras, and we're going to work on a mountain that Darren and Dana, when they went with us, they were able to work on this mountain. It is a mountain, well, to us it's a mountain, to them it really isn't, but we would call it a retreat center. They just use it for everything. They bring children out there for day camps, Bible school. They do pastor training. They do a lot of pastor training there because of the situation with the pastors not being able to get qualified training that you might get in America. So anyway, at this retreat center, it's a lovely, beautiful spot. It's got about 115 stairs of varying sizes up the mountain. So to get up the mountain is kind of a trick. Anyway, they, of course, love it when we come because Jim knows how to do concrete, so we will be pouring a bunch of concrete and, I guess, fixing a roof. That is always open to change because things just kind of happen however they do when you go on a mission trip. So rest assured, we will at least leave the money there, and hopefully we'll be able to start the work. It's very difficult to get supplies in Honduras, even if we take them. It's very difficult to get shovels and just hammers, things that we just go to Walmart and pick up, or Menards. So anyway, that's what we're planning on doing this February when we go back, and we are very excited to go back, and we're already gathering up. This year, my mom and I have been gathering up a lot of baby clothes because most of the time the babies just wear absolutely nothing. So we've been gathering baby clothes up and different clothes for children, and basically anything that we can find we bring with us. I'm going to have my kids share now. They have a different perspective of Honduras. I'm going to let my oldest son, Bowen, who's 15, start.
In the slideshow, you saw a little like village with a wall like dividing it. And my mom didn't say this, but that wall was like hiding it from a nice like part of the town. And the kids there, like almost like probably one out of three kids, don't you think, had a skin problem or something. So it was pretty bad. Like, and you saw us like jumping with them and stuff, and the kids would like, someone at the beginning, like the kids like would be like scared to pick up certain kids because they might have like, whether they'd have a disease or something, and I thought it was pretty cool, but and then you saw the big school, and that was sort of funny, and then pretty much we didn't get to really do that much work, but the work that we got to do was like we just painted a lot of stuff, so we we painted like a school's wall, and it's pretty funny because all the kids like would come over and they like just like yell all this stuff in Spanish and like, aren't you gonna say something to us? And like, we don't understand Spanish, of course, so they're like just talking to us and like, hi, and they're like, these people don't know what they're doing. And it's just pretty funny though. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of work with my dad, and I guess that should be pretty fun.
One of my favorite things over there was handing out the clothes, because they didn't have anything, and we have a lot. And I'm looking forward to handing out more clothes in February. Oh, yeah. We got to go to a waterfall and jump out of it, jump from a rock. And that was really fun. And we got to swim in the ocean. That was fun.
Okay, my name is Brianna, and my favorite thing about Honduras was going to the village and passing out the food, because they usually only get like one meal a day, so that was really fun. And the kids at the villages, when we went to the churches, they would dance to every song, and they were sometimes the little kids, they would like get all riled up and they would dance and stuff, so it was kind of funny.
I'm back, and my favorite thing was handing out the clothes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Thanks for letting us share. I was trying to get the kids to say, when you go to a church service over there, there's no really any starting time and there's no ending time. So it is just, it's really exciting to be at their church services. Their music is just incredible. They played things I've never even seen, and they sounded really cool. And they danced to every song. They would have the children dancing. They would have people dancing, and it's all like choreographed. It was really interesting. So as you can tell, we had a fabulous time in Honduras. So far this time, we have our family going. We have four other adults going. Some of you might remember Adam Robacher. Him and his wife are one of the couples that are going, and then another couple, a guy that Jim works with. And we're also bringing two of Bowen's friends. So we're really looking forward to being able to go back. And often when you go on a mission trip, you think, oh, I'm going to take all this stuff and I'm going to bless these people. And really, it's the complete opposite. We are so blessed when we come back, because the people are just incredible. And the Lord is doing a wonderful work in Honduras through the UB Church. It is just amazing. Rest assured, every dime you send there is just being put to good use. So thank you for letting us share. If anyone has any questions, please ask myself or any of the kids. Thank you very much.
So, like Regina says, they're not asking for money to get them there. All of that, they're paying all their way to get there. If we gave them money, it's going directly to the missionaries, and make the checks out to you guys, and you'll cash them and take cash, or
yeah, I guess we can do that.
What is the preferred way? Yeah. So you can do that. Regina Holloway, you can make the checks. So World Wide Web, you can send them to United Brethren Church in Kalita, and we'll get the money to them. But we're really thankful for what they go and do. And I have not ever been to Honduras, but every mission trip I've been outside the United States of America has radically transformed my perspective for the rest of my life. You can't hardly go see what it's like other places and not be changed. It literally would change your perspective and possibly your whole life if you went for a week and tried to work with these folks and saw what God was doing through these missionaries. It's amazing the work that God is doing outside the borders of the U.S. where the affluence is not the same. And it's amazing what they can accomplish for very little money. So it's a good call to go when you're going up to the mountain to the retreat center. It's one of the better places to go work. You can ask Aaron and DJ for, carrying all the stuff up and down the hills. But you can stop anywhere you want, take a siesta that is not out of character. You just stop and sit along the path and take a nap. You see people doing that all the time down there. No one thinks anything of it. So anyway, we're supporting them in that, and we'd like you to do that on a personal basis as well. And let me just ask the Lord's blessings on their trip as the worship team comes up. Heavenly Father, we're really, 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 really thankful for the love that you've shown us, the amazing affluence that you've shown us. We pray for our hearts here in the U.S. that amidst all of the excess, we would continually cling tightly to you, Lord Jesus, as the way, the truth, the only answer, and the most important relationship and entity and involvement in our life. Lord Jesus, we do ask your blessings on this mission trip. As Bowen's song said, as these folks go to be your hands, your feet, to be the carriers of the cash to the missionaries out there, we ask your rich blessings on them in connecting all the flights, in having the people in the customs turn the other head to the things that they want to take through. We ask you to bless them with as many bags full of little kids' clothes that are clean and nice as they can carry. And we ask a special blessing on each one of the individuals that they get to minister to. We also ask you to bless them and let them get some work done. But of all the things, I pray most for their relationship with you and the people that they relate to, that would be changed because of the trip. They would also get some work done, but primarily their relationship with you and with each other would be developed and changed. We thank you so much for their willingness to go and their willingness to come today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.